This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand tonight. Just thanking and praising you as we get out of the way that you may have your way here in the name of Jesus. Thank you to hide us behind Calvary's cross and mighty slip of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Now, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed as a clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory, thy mercy, and thy love. Let me be your mouthpiece, your hands and feet. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Take authority over the prince of the air right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, through the use of the internet, that we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. But I thank you for answering prayers, honor requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forward here tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Proverbs, 23rd chapter and verse 7. And we're looking at the eighth clause of the verse. And the word of God says, for as he thinketh in his heart, also in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to come with a thought, hallelujah, to talk about, and we'll be talking about, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to be determined to win in this season of life. Be determined to win in your season of life in 2023. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to know tonight that God is a good God. He still sits on the throne. He still sits high and look low. He's still in the soul-saving business. He's still in the healing business. He's still in the business that you need him to be in and what you are going through in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he's a never-changing God. Even though we live in an ever-changing world that's steady changing, God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, in this life changing season that we are living in, we can be certain that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. That he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. No matter what season we are going through, in 2023, Jesus remained the same. God is unchangeable. So this should be an indication. This should be an encouraging word to give tonight to every believer in Christ. It should bring great comfort to your soul and for you to know that even though we live in a world of highs and lows, and knowing that seasons changes, we can be assured and always know that according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Brothers and sisters in Christ, be determined, be persuaded in your own heart and in your own mind to win in this season of life that you are in. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at it in the natural, we see that God creates the seasons for specific reasons. You see, seasons mean an appointed time. God is letting us know that everything has an appointed time by him. Believers in Christ, God calls you and I as believers in Christ. He calls us according to his purpose in his time and according to his grace. It's only by the grace of God that you are who you are in 2023. I am thankful and grateful for what God is doing and has done and will do in my life. When we look at the word of God in Romans 10, verse 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So beloved, faith, having faith in God is rooted in his word. When you hear God's word, especially the preaching and the teaching of Jesus Christ, in whom all the promises, in all of the promises that have their yea and amen in Christ Jesus, you are moved to trust God and to trust his word. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, trust. It is when you say you trust somebody, you can depend on them. You can depend on the fact that they'll be in the trenches with you. Yes, the Bible says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. It's good to have a prayer partner, someone that you're accountable, first of all, to God, and also the prayer partner you're accountable to, because two is better than one. Hallelujah. So it is very important in these times and days that we are living in for us to look onto the hills from which comes our help. Our help coming from God, the God that never slumbered nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Hallelujah. So ministers of the gospel, in order to lead effectively and productively, you must be out. You must be out ahead of the people in Bible study and in prayer. So we as spiritual leaders ought to rise up early in order to meet God in prayer on a daily basis. Yes, it is important for us to do early in the morning. Get up and pray. Seek God's face. Go into your prayer closet. Have a little talk with Jesus. Afterwards, read the word, the word of God, the Bible, the holy book, the one that is our Christian manual. It's the book that we go to in order to know what we must do and what we must not do. God is good, and he's good all the time. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, you have to get away from time to time, get away from people in order to hear from God. Have a time of reflection, a time where you can relax, be focused in on Jesus as being the author and finisher of your faith. Remember that discipline plays a key in our success in anything we say or do. Put our focus on the right thing and good will come our way. Put our focus on things that's not right. Negativity will show its face. So brothers and sisters in Christ, it's a decision that you must make in 2023. A decision to be determined to win in this season of life in 2023. Remember this, winners never quit. And quitters never win. So which one will you choose on a daily basis? It's a choice that you must make. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember this in 2023. Those in leadership position, it is very important to bring your life under suggestion and discipline to God's agenda. God wants us to be moved by him. The Bible says, all that's led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And sons also includes women also. There's neither male nor female when it comes to things of God. But we must be partaker of God's Spirit, the one that will lead, guide, and direct us, the one that will comfort us in time of need, the one that is the paraclete, the one that is our helper, according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. He is the third person of the Godhead, is the Holy Spirit. Discipline is so important to the health of a local community, of a local church, because we cannot give away what we do not have or do not possess. So discipline, discipleship, is partnering up with the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and the people of God in order to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, on here tonight, on this Friday, hallelujah, on this Friday night, we thank God for this opportunity to come before you, to lift up that name that's above every other name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God. This is your winning season. So be determined to win and not to lose, not to experience loss, but to experience gain in 2023. Again, we're reminded in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, to everything There is a season, any time, to every purpose under the heaven. So, beloved, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, we are called to win and not to lose. We are called, hallelujah, to gain and not to lose. We are called because greater is he that is winning us than he that's in the world. So when our back is against the wall and we don't know which way to go, and as a born-again believer of Christ, we can call on God, call on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that is the trailblazer of what Christianity is all about, the one that went to Calvary's cross and died for the remission of our sins, the one that is keeping us if we want to be kept, the one that helped us along the way. We are grateful and we are thankful for him. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him from this day forward. Yes, we thank God for this opportunity. We thank God because he knows best. Sometimes it gets a little bit rough walking this walk. Sometimes we get to the place where we get tired, where we want to throw in the towel, where we want to give up and quit. But don't quit, because winners never quit, and quitters never win. Make a firm decision in 2023 and be determined to win and not to lose. Be determined to be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Don't back up. Just go forward. Keep on moving forward in the things of God. Keep on going towards what God have called you. The assignment that was telling me is special for you. Hallelujah. Nobody can do you like you. Nobody can get it done because God have ordained it according to his will for you to do what he have called you to do. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as a believer in Christ, God gave you, or he have given you, a prophetic destiny because he needs for you to manifest his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Yes, beloved, as a winner, we don't allow others to talk themselves out of anything that God had said about them or what they can or what they cannot do or what they can do with God. Well, I'm reminded of a scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, when it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, God, he knows what you're going through. He knows how much you can bear. So when we get to the place where we get a little weary, look on to him. Bible says, don't get weary in well-doing. Because in due season, if you faint not, you shall receive the promises of God. The promises of God in him is yea and amen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, each one of us has the opportunity to win in 2023, to win in life, to win in the ministry God has called us, to win. Be positive. Hallelujah. Concentrate on God's word. because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. So have a made-up mind. Just have a made-up mind and be determined to fight the good fight of faith in every area of your life. So don't allow past failures to keep you as a child of God from getting up and trying again to see yourself as being a winner. And do not let failure have the last word in your life. The Bible says here in the book of Psalms 32, division 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes, looking on to the hills from which come our help. Psalms 46, verse 1 says, for God is a present help in time of need or in times of trouble. We can call upon him. He hears us. There is no busy signal when it comes to our communication with God. God is so awesome. God is so merciful and gracious. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, God is promising you as a follower of Christ that he will stay close to you and he will instruct you. So believer in Christ, if you get instruction from God, obey him quickly. If you get instruction from God and you obey what he says, you can't help but win. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice and to hearken than fed of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be determined in 2023 to win in every season of your life. Here, when we go a little further, it says, child of God, believer in Christ, stay consistent and persistent in the place of prayer. Is where all your strength come from. Yes, the Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, it says that men ought always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. It is so essential and important as a child of God that you pray. Not no microwave popcorn prayer. No, you carry it before God. You pray. You seek his face. It can't be just a one-sided relationship. It has to be you listen, you pray, then you listen to what God has to say. Get quiet before him. Meditate on what he's saying. Then do it quick and in a hurry to obey what God says. He will never speak contrary to what his word says. Because God is good. He has extended grace, mercy, and love upon our lives on a daily basis. Yes, the Bible says that every good gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. So each and every day, wherever we're going through, whether good or bad, listen, don't get stuck in the rut, but let us keep it moving. Don't look back. Keep going forward in the things of God. Don't be led by your feelings and emotions, because your feelings and emotions will play tricks on you. but just be led by the Holy Spirit, even though there may be times that you don't understand what's going on. God knows. He knows you better than you know yourself. He's still merciful. He's still a God that extends grace on a daily basis, because we're sin abound. The grace of God abounds even more. And that is good to know, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we look around us in 2023, we see that sin is running rapid throughout the land. We also see that the people morale sinking lower and lower like never before. But we as the strong ones in the Lord, we as the ones that know better, so if we know better, we should do better. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them and touch not the unclean things, and I will be a God to you. Hallelujah. And you will be my son and daughters, says the Lord. So we must get to the place in life in 2023 to where we know where our help comes from. We know that God is our source. He's the source of all resources. He knows our heart. He knows what it will take in order for us to stay in right standing with him. Also, we have to remember that once we hear the word, the instruction is given, then we must do what 1 Samuel 15:22 says. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. So we must hearken to the word, take heed of what was said, and put it to use by faith. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. We are seeking him this night for instruction. We are seeking him as we meditate on God's word, as we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, according to 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for his mercy, his grace and love. We thank God, hallelujah, that he's able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live it for real.
talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Turn to. It's God, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. He has started a work in us, individually. Hallelujah. In each of those that proclaim to be a Christian. Hallelujah. So he's able to do. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This is your winning season. Yes, believer in Christ, each one of us has the opportunity to win in life in 2023. We just have to be determined to fight the good fight of faith in every area of life. So don't allow past failures to keep you as a child of God from getting up and trying again. See yourself as being a winner, and do not let failure have the last word in life. You see, the Bible says here in the book of Psalms 32, division 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Yes, beloved, children of God, God is promising us that he will stay close to us and will instruct us. So as a believer in Christ, if you get your instruction from God the Father, then you have no choice but to win. Hallelujah. Yes, again, we're reminded we have to be persuaded and determined in our own life to win in this season of life. So, child of God, always remain consistent. Be positive in your prayer life, also in your walk with Christ, of knowing that even though you get a little weary, even though you get a little tired, remember your strength comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. From God. The Bible says when we are weak, let us proclaim that we are strong in the Lord and in his might. We also are reminded in Luke 18, verse 1, the because of the verse, which says that men are always to pray and not to faint or lose heart. So, beloved, if you, as God's child, stay strong in the place of prayer, you will be able to move forward spiritually, even when the enemy, the devil, is coming against you. Yes, Bible says that we have an enemy, the devil, who goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we are encouraged here tonight of what John 10:10 says. For the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, with God's help, all things is possible to them that believe. Yes, this is your winning season. This is the time for you to have a made-up mind. This is the time to keep moving forward and not looking back. Don't let past failures delay you from moving as the Spirit leads you. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, get rid of any limited mindset and get ready to move forward and win in 2023. Yes, it is time for you to rise up. It is time for you to get up and get what God has in store for you. It is time to reap what you have sown. Yes, I am reminded in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 6 through 9, where it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate or conduct himself in his conduct, that he that teaches in all things be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So believer in Christ, you will reap a harvest of blessing at the appropriate time if you don't quit. If you keep moving. Keep moving forward. You done came this far by faith. Hallelujah. Your due season has arrived. But you must position yourself in order to receive God's blessing upon your life. When we look at the word due, it refers to something that is rightfully belongs to you. And the word season, it refers to a specific time, a special period in your life. Yes, what you reap is what you have sown. That is an important principle for you to remember, especially when you are talking about reaping and sowing. It is a principle that God had already set. When we look at the book in the book of Genesis, it says as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Summer, winter, fall, and autumn, the seasons will always come to pass. For an example, when we look at a farmer, one that plants a seed in the ground, he expects in due season to receive from whatever he planted, for whatever plant that he planted. In other words, if he planted a corn, if he planted a corn seed, he expects corn to come forth. If he plant apple seed, he expects the tree to grow and produce apple. If he plant watermelon seed, he will expect watermelons to come and be produced in the harvest. Anyway, you understand the principle here in this teaching in 2023 on a Friday night. This is very important to remember because it works in all areas of our lives. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said, and let us know that according to Galatians 6, verse 8, it says, for he who soweth to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So child of God, there is a blessing for right. There is a blessing for living right. There is a blessing that is coming your way. But if you haven't planted, if you haven't put a seed in the ground, you can't expect a harvest to come forth. If you want to win in this season, always relate back to the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the holy book. God is a holy God, and we as his children must live holy. He understands our shortcomings. He understands what we go through. He'll never put on us more than what we can bear. But we must do our part and live and make a great effort to live right, to do right in God's eyesight. Well, reminded of the scripture in Hebrews 11, verse 6, when we talk about faith. But the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he who cometh to God must believe that he is who he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So we must be determined to live a life that is persistent and consistent by faith. Hallelujah. Be determined to be a God pleaser and not a man pleaser in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve a good God. Remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that you do not reap in the same season that you sow. For an example, again, when we relate back to a farmer, he does not plant a seed and expect to come back that afternoon in order to see a plant. No, beloved, once you plant, or the farmer plants, corn for an example, hallelujah, you can't expect in 2 or 3 months from now for the corn crop to come forth for the harvest. No, there's an appropriate time that must follow. And we must be patient enough and eager enough to let God, the process that he have already placed, has set in place. We got to be patient, and we have to wait. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31, but he that 40 and 31, but he that waited on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Yes, people of God, when due season comes, even the spiritual atmosphere changes for the better. It is like an open heaven atmosphere. Yes, you see God in 2023. He can turn things around, and things that starts to fall and make things fall in place. Yes, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So during harvest time, many times, many good things come up to the surface. But seasons are all about changes. Yes, believer of Christ, every event in your life has only two paths. And you have to choose which one for yourself. It's either one or the other. And then you must deal with the consequences of your choice. Yes, child of God, you need to be patient while waiting on your season of fruitfulness. Bible says here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, I have planted, Apollo had watered, but God gave the increase. So start laboring in order to reap the results of your walk with Christ. Beloved, everyone has a season of fruitfulness and accomplishment. When we look at the word of God, when it says seasons change, but God stays the same. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So believers in Christ, your soul can prosper in every season of your life if you trust God through faith in Jesus Christ. Remember this always, child of God, earthly life as we know it is seasonal, and heavenly life is eternal. So child of God, your assignment on earth may change, but your calling from God stays the same. Yes, again, we are thankful and grateful tonight to have a made up mind to be determined to win in this season of your life in 2023. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says again, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Yes, beloved, we must learn to recognize a change of season and also in our assignment. You will need to, at times, to reorganize in order to say yes and no to opinions of less importance, in order to make a priority for your calling. So learn to number your days so that you may, again, that you may gain a heart of wisdom for the calling, for the gifts and calling of God, which are unchangeable. Galatians 6, verse 9, again, it helps us to encourage us. And it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So child of God, as you sow the seeds of the gospel and produce the fruits of God in every season, you are fulfilling the prayer about your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are asking for God's eternal to overcome this world, which is only here temporarily. Yes, God wants you as a believer in Christ to be fruitful in every season of your earthly life. He wants you to produce fruits that will last. So today in 2023, God is calling you out of the spiritual coldness and dead winters into the eternally favorable and fruitful summer of God in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We must abide in the vine. Jesus is the eternally fruitful vine of life. And you and I, as born-again believers in Christ, we are his branches that he wants to work in and through each and every day and in every season of our lives. I'm reminded in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, where it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing. Let Jesus Christ bring you into the everlasting season of the favor of God because of the eternal impact of the gift of perfection, perfect life, and sacrificial death, and resurrection, and current heavenly reign of Jesus Christ. What a blessing. My brothers and sisters, be determined to win in this season of life. God bless you. As I bring this teaching to a close, God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, if you would like to write to us about anything pertaining to biblical principles, biblical material, you can write to us and reach us at Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. Have a great, blessed, safe weekend. God's willing, Jesus Terry. We'll meet again with God's help on Tuesday. Pray for us as we pray for you. Believe for the best in 2023 that God is greater than anything you'll face. Be determined to be a winner and not a quitter. God bless. God keep you is my prayer. Good night.